Blog Talk Radio. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. Not only is this show intended to provide insight to all things Tarot, it is also intended to be a resource for your personal questions regarding life, love, career, and general choices. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. It's yours to know. Good evening, dear listeners. Today is Tuesday, January 16, 2018. Can you believe it? Already the middle of January, and here we are. Thank you for being here and being present and engaged. I am Tina C., and you are listening to I Hear Tarot Online Radio. We're here, present and accounted for, courtesy of New Age Guild Spirit Talk Radio. It is 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Mountain, 11 for those of you Central, and for those of you sticking out, sticking up, and being here with us, it is 12 a.m. on the East Coast. This is our 20th show. Can you all believe it? Our 20th show. Thank you for being here and for being a part. We are broadcasting from lovely, beautiful Denver, Colorado. And I say this because when I get to this part, I love and ask that you share from where you're calling. It doesn't have to be super granular, but if you could just share the city and the state from which you're calling, or even just the state if you're a little uncertain. But it's great to hear how we can all connect at the moment in time that we do. So please represent, share with us the city and state from which you're calling and your first name. Doesn't have to be first and last, just your first name, so we can have that connection and make sure, speaking of which, make sure that we do have that moment to connect. Technology is great, it's been great, and it affords us this opportunity, but we just want to make sure that we're connected. So when you start to share with what you have going on, you give us a moment to be sure that we're connected. And I also ask that you be in a place without distraction. I know sometimes you're at work or sometimes you're managing your home and it just gets to be a distraction for you and certainly for me when the messages come through. If there's a lot of background noise and chaos or even you just getting settled into where you are. So please just make sure that you share your first name from where you're calling. Give us a moment to connect and then be in a place without distraction. And I ask, depending on the number of callers that we have on standby, I ask that you just keep in mind our calls are going to be 5 to 7 minutes long. And prefacing that with, it is certainly not long enough to really address the heart of the matter. And if you've been a listener, even one or two shows, generally you'll hear that 5 to 7 minutes is not long enough to really get into the heart of the matter, the bread and the butter, what's really going on. And most often, the question that we're asking has a few different questions beneath the surface that we can't see, right? It's like the iceberg. So we're just seeing the tip of it with the question when you're asking it, and then we get to get into what's really going on. And sometimes the cards or even source will let us see what's going on more quickly, and we can get to the heart of the matter sooner. But sometimes we can't. We get to walk through that. We get to wade through it. We get to put all that static to the side and see clearly. Sometimes it's like looking through fog, and sometimes it's like seeing through the window on a sunshiny day. So keep that in mind. Again, if we don't have callers lined up and we can expand on your question, I'd love to do that. It's what I love to do. I love reading cards. I love being a support system. And to be honest with you, I love not feeling rushed. I want to be present with you. but that's not always the opportunity on the show. So we're going to get to that point in just a little bit. But speaking of, take advantage of the current promotion. We have one that is going through. You know what? Never mind. Let me tell you what. It is January. This is all about resolutions. And for me, it is all about spontaneity. I am too over the top controlling sometimes. So we're going to make this all about what's going to work for tonight. And so what I'm going to offer is tonight, the 16th, you call in and you redeem the code 0116, right? 0116. And you receive 50%. You know what? Never mind. Let's make it 60% off of your tarot card reading, right? So call in and redeem the coupon code 0116. And we are going to give you a discount of 60% off of your reading. And I say this not because I'm like, oh, call me, but because I really want you to be able to take advantage of what the cards have to share with you, what you already know is going on. And really, at the end of the day, and I'm saying this because I want you all to understand, at the end of the day, it's not that I know something that you don't. It's not that I'm sharing something that you're unaware of. At the end of the day, it's the cards sharing with you what you already know is going on, what you already know and feel in your heart of hearts, your intuition, your gut feeling, your hunch. You are so right. My role is to validate how right and accurate you are. And so that's why I encourage you to call. It's not so I can tell you about you. It's not so I can tell you what to do. It's so I can encourage you to trust yourself and your intuition, because that's what the cards are providing for us. So that being said, take advantage. Coupon code 0116 for 60% off of your reading. Generally, it's $2 a minute, you all. So we're not going to get to the math on the radio, but you can figure this out and then we can work it out. So don't hesitate to call me and even ask and say, hey, this is what I've got on my mind. What does it look like? And then we can see, okay, is it going to be a 15-minute conversation? Is it going to be a half-an-hour conversation? Don't let the money dissuade you, because I always say it's yours to know. I'm just offering and providing for you what you get to see and know that you already do. So moving ahead, please take advantage, 0116 for 60% off. It is about 7 minutes after the hour. We're going to get to our caller on standby. Thank you for being so patient, Lynn, my dear. Let's get to the essentials. Call in number 323. Lynn, is that you?
Yes. Hi. Thank you so much, Tina. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller. Thank you.
Oh, great. Lynn, tell me where you're calling us from.
Currently I'm in California.
Oh, beautiful. All right, my dear. Well, tell me what's on your mind.
I'd like to know what the cards, do you feel or see about money for me in 2018, for me right now, this year?
Okay, so when you say money, I take it to mean income, right?
Yes, exactly, yes. Money coming in.
Okay, totally makes sense. Yeah, so what's coming through with that one, too, with your question is, security, comfort, I hear adventure, I hear latitude. So there's some freedom. We're also talking about freedom and also possibly closing up some issues that maybe have remained open, so we get to put those to rest. So, yeah, there's a lot of energy behind that question. So let's see. Great question. Let's see what the cards want to say.
Wonderful.
Okay, great. So what's coming through, let's see here. What's coming through is they're talking about it has been an issue, and I can see that. And what's also coming through is stability. We want to know that we can take things head on and we don't have to worry when things come up that are unexpected. That's one of the things that's coming up too. So we're seeing that. We're also seeing some balance and some calm in the waters. Like it's not going to have to be an issue. And I'm also seeing a 10 of rods here, which is really fun because, let's see, they're almost talking about we get to take, let's see, they're saying we get to participate in the things that we want to participate. We get to be adventurous. We get to be kind of outlandish with our ideas. So as far as what's going to happen, the cards are saying positive news, looking really good for you for the year, all of 2018, in fact. We're seeing a lot of security. We're seeing, like I said, a lot of balance, a lot of calm. We're seeing resolution. We're seeing being able to handle things that come our way. And we get to see some play. It's not just about work, 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 just to be status quo. This is about work, 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 and have fun. And so this actually goes back to some of your creativity and your passion. So we don't have to have our head down all the time. This card is telling us that, you know, things come to a close, we can put them to rest. And then we can have fun and not feel guilty. So as far as your outcome looks, all of the cards are very positive, thumbs up, looking good. Great. Now, do you have anything in the works right now? Do you have, like, are we waiting for resolution on anything or any issues pending right now?
Yes. Well, kind of, yeah. As I said, I'm currently in California, and I will be moving to Tennessee very soon. And so that's going to be like, starting something new. And I just had a birthday a couple of weeks ago, and I turned 62. And I'm really feeling that I want, starting something new and, concerning work and money and just, I'm really kind of feeling, as you said, we have intuitions about things. And so I'm really feeling like some great things are going to be opening up. So, yeah, I wanted to see what you saw with that.
Yes. Now, well, first of all, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Beautiful.
The cards, even it could even be your move that things come to a close and it's a fresh start. But the cards are also talking about your experience and your awareness, and you've got the eye, and you know what you want and what you want to create, and it could be the move, it could be the new state, it could be a fresh start, whatever it is, it's working for you. So keep that mentality on it, keep that energy on it, because it's beautiful. Beautiful. Even the additional cards that are coming up as I'm talking to you are all about addressing whatever might be there that we need to address, but that's not a big deal. Okay. It's like we can handle it, and that's what the cards are saying. And then we get to, like, actually, the Hermit's coming up. So you get to regenerate. This card is really talking about you getting to take care of yourself, to hone in on really what it is you want to create. So you're going to have a lot of latitude. That was coming through earlier with latitude and freedom. And Lynn, that's what's coming up again and solidifying it. So all these cards are 100% in your favor, 100%
awesome.
Putting things to rest and starting new things. So great question, and the cards are super excited to be with you on the journey.
Thank you so much, Tina. Awesome. I appreciate
you're welcome,
you.
My dear. You enjoy.
Thank you.
I'm very excited for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Blessings.
You take care.
Good evening.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. All right, my dears. Beautiful, beautiful question, Lynn. You know, and this is one of the benefits of getting to read. It's almost like a snapshot, right? We look at a picture in the album, and then we can expand on that. So for a question like Lynn's, we could even do a reading for the year or specific questions about the move or when things are going to manifest and get a better idea. Again, a great reason of why you can take advantage or how you can take advantage of the cards and the reading that you get. So if you're still out there, Lynn, my dear, don't forget 0116 for 60% off of your reading. So reach out to me and we can arrange that and get more in depth and see what part of the year looks a little more exciting and extravagant than the other part. And let's see what's going on in that part, right? Before we move on, I do want to share with you again the rest of the show, just so we know. due diligence and all. Let's get to the essentials. Call in number 323-642-1207. Call in, be on standby, or share your question with us so we can ask what the cards have to say. And I always encourage ask, request. Let's be friends. You can follow us at I Hear Tarot. You can follow us at New Age Guild on Facebook. This is not duplicating information. This isn't some numbers thing or issue. This is all about how we can provide services for you. That's what it is. At the end of the day, that's what it is. New Age Guild is a great resource for mediums, for those that's animals, for shamans, for coaches, for other psychics. You have such an array of support at New Age Guild, and I always suggest that you go and see what there is to be seen, heard, and learned. And I'm here, of course, using Tarot to share with you what comes through. You also get to stay plugged in on what's going on, what's going on around your area, what's going on around our area, right? You can also find me at www.ihertarot.com. That's www.ihertarot.com. If you have a question and you're not seeing an answer on my website, email me, call me. It is what I prefer, in fact. Sometimes, you know, you're looking on the website and you're like, huh, I wonder about this. It's not like if you call me, we have to put something on the books and you have to put a credit card down. That's not what this is about, you all. It is just about opening up the space of question and what gets to come through for source. So please keep that in mind. You can also reach me at 234-97-TAROT. That's 234-978-2768. Today, we're going to talk about our whimsical card of the day, which is Lovers. Could not be any more appropriate. Our card of the week with our angel Tarot is the Queen of Air. We're going to look at our card of the month, which also happens to be another Queen of Wands. A lot of energy there. We're going to talk about that. So moving ahead, it looks like we have another caller, Laura, on standby regarding question about career. Is that right?
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Laura. Where are you calling us from?
I'm in New Jersey.
You're in New Jersey, my dear. Well, thank you for staying up with us. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm looking for a job in my field, and I've applied for a job in Pittsburgh. I've also applied for a job in Philadelphia, and I applied for one out in the Horsham, Pennsylvania area. And I wonder if you see me getting any one of those jobs or something else.
Okay, so let's look at this. So one of the questions you're asking is the result of the interviews or the applications that you put in. And then the other thing is, or the other question is, is there something else out there that maybe you haven't applied for, but it's out there? It's out there for you. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's, Laura, I'm feeling like there's more to this question, but let me start flipping some cards and see what comes through. But I do feel like there's more energy on that question and how we're phrasing it. But let's just look at what's around the jobs that you've applied for. How about that?
Okay.
We're gonna start with that first. Okay. Okay, I got it, yeah. So what they're coming through and saying is, and this makes complete sense, what they're saying is what you're applying for is what you want to do. It's something that interests you. You know that what is happening there is worth the move, so to speak. And there's definitely opportunity. You see that. So what the cards are saying is you're right. You're lining up what you want to do, what interests you, and also what has opportunity. So I see that. So let's see what else is on that. Is there any, well, let me put it this way. We're seeing the Emperor card, and so sometimes this card is talking about it could be an influence on what's going on for us right now. Are you attached? Are you married or anything like that?
No.
No. Okay. Are we, when we move or when we get to our new place, are we looking for a romantic relationship? Are we open to that?
I'm open to that.
Okay. So that's coming up. So that's coming up for us. So let's see what else they want to say. Okay. So now, okay, so we're going to look at your next question, which is to get some insight on what might be out there for you and results. Let's see. Okay. Okay. Let's see. So you know what's coming up for you, Laura, is we're seeing the suit of wands, which is a lot about creativity, passion, drive, energy. And so that's part of what's coming up for you is, and I'm not, I know you asked me what the results are. And so what the cards are coming back and saying is they like that you're looking for specifically what you want and you're not, and don't find yourself settling. And they're saying they don't want you to go down that path where you're starting to settle. They want it to be about that energy and that drive and that passion, right? Gosh, it's so interesting because it comes, the way it's coming through, as we're so close to it, but there's a string that just almost holds us back, and it's the slightest thing, Laura, and I'm trying to see what it is, but it looks good. Your approach to it is good. What your follow-up is good. Oh, that's great. Like, there's no doubt about your diligence. There's no doubt about your intention. I get all that. I see it. But there's something else that's hanging on, and I can't quite tell what it is. So let me just see if it'll come through. Okay, partnership, having it. Okay, getting back on your feet, having it all. They're talking about you, like, being really fast to respond. If they, like, for example, if someone hires you in Pennsylvania and they transfer you over there, you'd be on your feet in a second. That's not a doubt. But there's something right. But there's something else that's open, and I can't see what it is. Two things are coming across. One, there's a bit of news, so we're still waiting to hear about that. For you, what's coming through? Okay, they're making it plain and simple. What's coming through for you is they're saying like the next 2 months is when you're going to have the news about your job. So what I can say is, what you're doing is, in quotes, right. You've got the right approach. You've got the right energy on it. There is something, like I said, that keeps it. I can't see what it is, but it keeps, like, almost holding you back, or it's not complete where you are. And I'm not saying that you're running away from anything, and I'm not saying that there's some kind of incompletion in your life, but there's almost something that isn't totally clear, or there's this what if that might still be lingering that's kind of holding you back. Everything looks good. It's just 2 months. They're saying give it 2 months and you're going to have your answer by then. So keep doing what you're doing. Keep the energy on it. Keep following your heart and what you want. Don't sacrifice that. That's what they keep saying. Don't sacrifice that. Keep at it. Keep doing what you're doing. And they're saying even if it is stressful, go ahead.
So, Tina, so I have a phone interview coming up with one of the positions that I applied for in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And it's with the hiring managers. The training coordinator hasn't gotten back to me yet about when that interview is going to be taking place. And
okay.
When you say 1 to 2 months, can you see if it's any one of the positions I've already applied for or interviewed
mm-hmm.
for that's going to be 1 to 2 months, or is it something different?
Okay. So is the 1 to 2 months about the job that you've applied for, is one of the jobs that you've applied for, is the question.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, they're coming back and they're saying no, plain and simple.
Huh.
They're saying no, it's not. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so here's the thing with you. This is beautiful. There's this creative, passionate energy that you have. But there's also this, like, down and to the point aspect of yourself too, and they're talking about this exact job getting to be, like, created for you. So no, and that's probably why they keep pushing that 2 months, because they want you to keep doing what you're doing. It's gonna come your way, Laura. It is. You've just got a beautiful blend. I mean, you your experience, your personality, your passion, but also you're super savvy at what you do. And they don't want you to bend. They keep saying just doing what you're doing so you can get exactly what's like almost tailor-made for you. That's what's coming up. So interestingly enough, yeah, the 1 to 2 months is going to be something that you're probably not expecting at this point, but it comes together for you.
See, I worry I'm going to overlook it or miss it or something, and I'm not going to see it advertised.
Yeah, but that's the thing, and thank you for sharing, and that's what, they're laughing, that's why I'm laughing, they're laughing, because it's like, you just, we just don't know what it is yet, and you're not going to, because it like I said, they keep saying, it's tailor-made for you, it's going to be tailor-made. They love that you're so driven and clear on what it is that you want, and that you're almost unwilling at this point to sacrifice, and you're holding on to it, and they see it, and they're saying that, but have faith, whatever it is you're doing, and who you are, it needs to be special for you, so keep doing what you're doing, applying how you're applying, whatever it is, but keep that space because it's, yeah, there's just so many aspects of you that are so solid that just, yeah, it's going to have to work for you in long term. So it's coming together. Just have faith it is, but 1 to 2 months is what they're saying. I'm getting closer to 2 months I know, it's not exactly what you want to hear, I know, but that's what's coming through.
All right, thank you, Tina. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, my dear. Keep in touch, and then we can look at this and see how it trends for you. Okay.
Okay, that sounds good. Have a good night.
Take
thank
care.
You.
Thank you. You too. Thanks. Bye. All right. So this, you know, this is just, it was a beautiful question, and I'm looking at the cards, and it's. This is one of my favorite parts of Tarot, is where I get to look at the cards and I almost feel like I've known Laura for such a long time because these cards are describing her. It's a beautiful Queen of Swords, which is very clear, concise. You know, if she needs to be fearless and direct, she's got that aspect. And then we're seeing a beautiful Knight of Wands, which is all about going through the fire, coming back out of it. We're seeing energy, passion, almost like this comes naturally, what it is she does, just having a gift. And then we're seeing a beautiful Nine of Pentacles, which is all about security, comfort, independence, but also still being in touch with the energy and people around us and even animals around us. And so these beautiful cards are telling us that what's coming up for her is going to be, like I said, tailor-made to who she is. And the irony is, sometimes it's tough for us to be in that space and realize this is what I'm asking for when we're asking for something to happen. So thank you for that beautiful question, Laura. It is 27 minutes after the hour, and it looks like we have Veronica on standby regarding a question about relationship. Is that right?
Yes, but I like to switch it. Last minute,
okay.
I'm sorry. You're very good, and just to call myself, and thank you for taking my call. It just had to do with.
Where are you calling us? Where are you calling
Texas?
Us from, Veronica?
Texas.
Beautiful Texas. All right, my dear, what's on your mind?
Thank you very much. So my question is, where we live right now, has any man, and if that man, that does he live next door, looking through my window, where I have my mom? She's pretty old. What I mean by old, over 90.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know if anybody has been looking through the window, like,
so
following
ahead.
Her. And I
is he? So I'm clear on your question. You're asking if he's looking through a window at her in the house as she moves through the house. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. You got it. Thank you. That's my beloved
okay.
mom. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. No, of course. And I get the concern and the what's coming through with the protection, the energy on that. Like, this isn't what I want. This isn't welcome. So let me look at it that way, because they're saying we're going to look at negative intention, and if you guys, the word is like invading, if you guys are being invaded upon, so to speak. And so I get the energy that you've got on that question. So let's see what the cards. Okay. So this is interesting. So what's coming through, Veronica, is they're talking about having a relationship with this man, with this person. So what I'm getting is that you don't really have a comfortable relationship with this person. And that energy is showing up in this concern is what they're saying. And interestingly enough, two things are coming up. One, you can choose to have a relationship or not have a relationship. That's definitely up to you. That option's there. And you can, let's see, they're saying that you have the, okay, so you asked me, is he looking inside? Let me see.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So let me just make sure I'm clear on this. Okay. So the cards are saying, yes, he has looked inside from time to time, but they're not saying it's in a negative way. They're not saying it like it's in an ill-intended way. But yes, he has looked inside the house. But the cards are coming through and saying it's not ill-intended. I don't know if that really supports exactly what your question is. But they're also talking about it doesn't seem like you have a relationship with this person. So you can take that for what it is and what you choose to make with that. But yes, he has looked inside. No, he's not following and tracking her every movement is okay. What they're saying. Yes. But you're not wrong in sensing that and feeling that. You're not. But okay. It's not ill-intended is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Yes. So, and then past that, as I began earlier, they were just talking about your relationship with him and what that looks like. But that's, again, that's up to you to think for on yourself. But yes, he's looked inside. No, not negative intentions.
And one more thing, ma'am. Do you see he's taking any pictures of my personal items, looking through my things? Did the card say that or? I apologize. I didn't.
Yeah, let's see. Is he looking inside taking pictures? So they're talking about the value that you have for what's inside your house. I get that. That's coming through a lot. I'm not getting taking pictures. Let's see. That's, you know, what's coming through is, it's weird. The way it's coming through is he sees what he sees and that sticks in his mind. Yes, he could take pictures, but it's really more about what you feel like has been taken. And that's the parameter that you're seeing things with. And that's what they keep saying. So you have a lot of valuable things. You have a right to feel protective of your things. I'm not getting it's negative intention. I'm getting it's the high value you have for what you for where you live and your mom. Are you following me on that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the cards are talking about what you're creating. There's a lot going on for you. You should be proud of what you have and also fiercely protective of your family and your mom. And yeah. They're saying that's the parameter that you're looking through things with right now. So it's a transition that you've got going on in your life and how protective you are. So not a lot of negative intention on his end, but I'm getting that's how it's coming across. That's what the cards are saying. So, yeah, they're celebrating what you have. And you get to be protective, but I'm not getting negative intention from him right now.
Okay.
From the neighbor. Yes. But, my dear, you keep in touch. You've got my information. So you can reach out and we can expand on this.
Yes, ma'am.
Because
okay, thank you.
I'm getting there's more to this. Yes. All right, Veronica, my dear. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Very nice. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, take care. All right, my dears. So beautiful, beautiful question by Veronica. And thank you, Veronica, for being a devoted listener and caller. That was a great example, and I'm sure you could hear as I was struggling to make my what was coming through known. So on the one hand, it's, okay, is this happening? And the cards came through and said that. No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong to think this or to sense this. But when we got down to it, they were talking about the value that she has for what she's created, for what she's continuing to create, and also for concern of her mother and her mother's health. And that's a lot. It's a lot to see in one snapshot. And to that point, is he taking pictures? Well, we could take a picture in our mind, and so that ties right back in with him looking inside, which ties right back inside with, yes, he's done that from time to time. No, we're not seeing any ill intention. So it was a great example of how that this question evolves. And there's more to it. There's absolutely more to it. And I'd be willing not even to bet for money and to be right, but I'd be willing to talk about the fact that there's probably more energy on transition and more energy on preparing for the future and even what we have going on and what Veronica has going on personally. There's a lot there to hold and to protect, and that's what keeps coming up. So, Veronica, like I said, please do reach out to me and we can look and expand on what you've got going on because there's a lot of energy on that. It is 36 minutes after the hour, and it looks like we have Shakira on standby regarding a question about love. Is that right?
Yes.
Hi, Shakira. Hello. Thank you for holding, my dear. Where are you calling us from?
Alabama.
Alabama. What is on your mind?
Just want to know what you see for, you know, love coming in.
Okay. All right. Romantic relationship. Let's look at this, my dear. Okay. So the cards are talking. Okay, you've got a lot going on. That's what they're saying, first and foremost. And they're talking about you wanting results quickly because we're making efforts is what's coming through. Or we're open. We're even saying we're open. So we're like, okay, universe, door's open. You know, the sign is flipped. Make it happen. And universe is like, yeah, not so fast. So that's one of the things that's coming up. The other thing that's coming up is, interestingly enough, we're seeing the Four of Cups. So this is interesting because it absolutely has to do with romantic relationship. Are you 110% ready for a romantic relationship, or is this something that we're saying to ourselves to kind of push us out there?
Yeah, I don't think I'm really, really ready, but a part of me feel like I am. So.
Yes. Yeah, I get that. And so the reason I ask that is because one of the next cards that comes through is the Death card. So it's almost like the way it's coming through right now is we're tiptoeing around this and we're making ourselves be out there and we're saying, okay, I'm doing this. And okay, well, if it doesn't come my way, then maybe not. And so there's some energy on that. So what do you have going on? Okay. So they're talking about you and let's see, opportunity. We're seeing pentacles and we're also seeing, okay. So, you know, the way it's coming across, Shakira, is like I don't want to say you're necessarily happy with the way things are because you're open to things being tweaked, but I get that you've got a structure that you're comfortable with is what's coming through. And I'm also getting comfort with, you bringing something new in is going to shift everything that is finally kind of calm and balanced. And so that's what the cards are talking about is that's exactly what you're asking for is, you know, rocking the boat a little bit. And so I know that you're kind of on the fence with this right now and you're tiptoeing around the edge, but the Death card here is indicating that whatever comes up for you, which probably pretty soon, and when I say pretty soon, I'm going to say the next 6 weeks, they're talking about there's a shift that happens for you and it all kind of comes together and your direction is going to be refocused. And that's what they're saying. So right now we're a little hazy on what's out there in front of us. And they're saying within the next 6 weeks, we're going to get clear again and we're going to be open to, yes, I want relationship in my life, or nope, I'm going to focus on this and I'm deciding to focus on this. And I was already thinking I was going to focus on this and now I'm certain. So What the cards are saying is within 6 weeks, you're going to be clear on, do you really want to be in relationship and put yourself out there, or do you want to continue on what you've got going on and keep your head down and move ahead? So, yes, the potential is out there for you. The cards are saying, like I said, in the next 6 weeks or so, maybe even 4 weeks, you're going to have more clarity on what you want it to look like. So it's there if you want it to be. It's absolutely there if you want it to be. And they're talking about you being a love bug and just really, I mean, there's a lot about you that's really engaging and is attractive to people. And they're talking about that. So they love that you're tiptoeing around that. But it's going to be really up to you if your heart's going to be in it. I'm not getting for you that you want to play the part. You want to be the part. And so you're still choosing. And that's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you follow?
Yes.
It's exciting because you really get to decide if you want to be in or if you want to be out. And the, you know, source, the universe is saying you'll have more clarity in the next 4 to 6 weeks. But it can come together if you want it to. That's what they're saying. But you'll have your revelation. It'll come up for you pretty soon.
I just don't want to put a lot of time into something and it's not the right person. You know, like I've been wanting to.
I know. Yeah, I see that with your Knight of Pentacles and your four of rods, and that's what they're talking about. It's like, yeah, you put your energy, exactly, you put your energy in what you know is going to happen, and if you can't see that and you can't put your money on it, then you're like, no, maybe not. You're conservative that way, and that's what works for you, and you've created things around you that you want your life and the lifestyle you lead. Yeah, that's a lot to invite something in. So your aha moment's coming up. You're asking the right question at the right time. And 4 to 6 weeks may seem like a long time to you, but in the grand scheme, it's not. So there's energy on that. You've got it out there. So, yeah, give it some time and reach out to me again so we can look at it and see how you're trending. But you've got some evolution coming up for sure that'll answer your question. Absolutely. And I wouldn't be surprised if career or something regarding finances or where you live or anything like that starts to surface. If it does, pay attention to that because that's part of what's going to help you with your direction.
Okay. I should have asked you because I don't know if I want to try to find a job or go back to school right now.
Yeah, see, there you go. Beautiful question. Beautiful question. We're seeing a Knight of Pentacles. Yeah, this is really about you right now. Mm-hmm. Are you waiting on any news to come through to help you make that decision? Because I'm seeing a Knight of Swords, which indicates news. Have you applied for anything or have you either scholastically or career-wise?
I applied for a job, but I didn't get it. But she told me to, you know, contact her again in a few months. But I did not
with it to
school.
Yeah, and what was coming through when you said that was your own way of saying I don't want to work there anyway. Not in a negative way, but it wasn't totally for you. You're just testing the waters right now, and that's what they're saying. And what sticks and comes back that you find your mind going back to, that's where it's at for you. And if it's school, I wouldn't be totally surprised that Knight of Pentacles. Yeah, you're pretty driven and clear on things. So, you know, it could be that. You know, check back in with me in a month or so and let's look at that, or even a couple of weeks if you want to make that decision and take advantage of 0116 and call me so we can look at it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, my dear. Thank you so much for calling in. Take care. All right. Bye. All right, my dears, it is 43 minutes after the hour. It looks like we have Kristen on standby regarding a relationship about love. Is that right?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Kristen, I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm confused.
Well, I'm glad you called in. Tell me, where you're calling in from first?
I'm calling in from Pennsylvania.
From Pennsylvania. All right, my dear, so what's going on?
Okay, well, I met a guy about 2 years ago. And then he hit on me, and then that was the end of it. And then I ran into him again about 8 months after that. And then a fling started up. And then we had, like, an argument and just didn't talk anymore. Then I had 3 dreams about him in a row, and then he showed back up when I was 5 months pregnant with somebody else's baby, and he's still around.
Okay, so you're still in a romantic relationship with him?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you able to share his name?
I don't know why he's coming back. I don't want to share his name on the radio.
Okay,
just,
that's just fine.
Yeah.
I understand.
It's an odd name,
so
though.
You want to, okay. So you want to know if he is – okay. So what's the energy on the question? Is it why is he coming back? Is it genuine? Is it – what's the question?
Is it, like, genuine? Or he's not real good with feelings, so I don't know – I don't know what's going on.
Okay. So tell you what, let's just look at the relation. Let's just look at your relationship with them and see what energy we have on that. Okay.
Okay.
Cause there is some energy on that. So let's see. Okay. Okay. So what is going on here? So a few cards are coming up that get my attention. One of the first cards, let me see here. Okay. So you definitely have a connection with him. And I'm getting there's when I say dependent, Kristen, I don't mean that in a negative way, but they're saying there's some interdependence on this relationship with you too, right? That's one thing that's coming up.
Yeah, that's actually.
Another thing that's.
That makes sense.
Go ahead. Okay.
No,
yeah,
I know.
Thank
what
you. And another
about,
thing that's
yeah.
coming up. Okay, great. And another thing that's coming up is we're getting the Page of Cups. And so the Page of Cups does have to do with romantic relationship and absolutely can have to do with, yeah, so there's definitely some energy on this relationship with him. And it's almost like the way it's coming through is there's this, like, connection or this bond that you guys have. And we almost can't see what it is or why it is, but it's there. And so we're seeing this Page of Cups, which what I'm getting is what you see isn't necessarily what you get is one of the things that's coming through, right? But I'm also seeing pentacles in these cards, and that has to do with, gosh, it's almost a struggle. I get you wanting and having and being more, and I get the same thing for him, but I'm not getting it that necessarily is together. I'm getting that what it comes down to, Kristen, is that there is some kind of, how do I say this? It's coming across like not an anchor, not a hindrance, but there's something that holds you back, And I don't know if that's your trust and your senses or your gut feeling, your intuition saying something isn't right here, and that's what they're talking about.
I'm afraid. It's my fear. I'm afraid to just – it never actually goes anywhere because I hold back that I want it to.
Oh, okay. So you're clear. Yes. So yes, your Eight of Swords coming up. But it's interesting because in your heart of hearts, what this card is talking about and what they're saying is you know what's on the other side. But for some reason, you're choosing to stay where you are right now. They're talking, yes. Yeah, there's something there. It's just you said it's your own fear. You're holding yourself back. But there's something to it. I don't want you to think there's not. There's something to it that's there, Kristen, why you're choosing not to move ahead. And I don't know for you if that's trust, if it's openness, if it's that's the way it's been. But there's definitely some energy on why you're not moving forward. But the cards are saying that your intuition is telling you that. There's a reason. There's some clarity. There's something that needs to happen to push that away. So, yeah they're saying that some things need to be cleared up and spoken and put away. Like, once it's out on the table, it might be ugly and dirty, but then we clear it off and it's done. It never comes up again. And so that's what's coming through. So, they keep saying the same thing. Trust your intuition. Trust your gut feeling, especially you're holding it there in the right place. There's something there. We're seeing that with the Devil card. We're seeing that with the Eight of Swords. And, and some interdependence, whatever that relationship is and that connection, whether or not you want to sever
different person than everybody else knows. I know things that other people don't. And he has two little children. He just got out of that relationship with her. And we were seeing each other off and on for nobody knows about any of this. See, that's the thing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So there's
gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get that. And here's the thing too. I'm seeing this with a couple of cards that are indicating pentacles. there's an outcome there. There's some energy on that, on the way you're – when I say the way you're living, I don't mean that in a negative way, but I mean there's some – there's a physical energy that's around there. So we don't have any more time to talk about this, my dear, but you've got my contact information. Please reach out to me so we can look at this more in depth and get a better understanding of what he's got going on specifically and you and how you guys are tied together. That's what I think we're missing right now, is looking how you guys are linked.
Yeah, because that's what I want to know is, like, why? Why is this, like,
yeah.
I'm not usually like this. Like, the baby's dad took off on me when I was 6 weeks pregnant, and I haven't bothered with him since. Men usually
right.
don't do
no.
this to me. Like, I don't care. There's the door.
Yeah. No, yes. Yeah. So I want to look at this Eight of Swords, and I want to look at this Devil, and I want to see, just like you, what's connecting you to, because that's going to give us more than what we're seeing right here. So you've got my number, you've got my contact information. Please reach out to me. We can talk about what this looks like and time frame.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, my dear, you take care. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
All right, take care. All right, my dears, lovely, lovely question. I want to just take a moment to really appreciate all of you that have called in tonight. You've come to the table with a lot of sensitive and vulnerable questions and being open to sharing them. And I appreciate that. It's coming through in the cards. There's so much energy and facets to what's going on. It's not just a simple yes, no, you're right question. None of those were. So thank you for very much. It is 51 minutes after the hour, you all. So we're going to move ahead to our card of the day, our card of the week, and to what our monthly spread wants to share with us. So we're going to look at our Whimsical Tarot, which is the beautiful six of the major arcana, the Lovers. And just to give you a quick snapshot of what the Whimsical deck is about. Childhood stories are built of simple ideas, have simple plots, and teach simple lessons. The brain already knows this stuff, so there's nothing to sort through or think about. That being the case, the messages arrive undisturbed. Once we package them together, we can then engage the thinking process to determine how they affect us and come up with a solution if need be. It's as simple as that. So, moving on to our Lovers card. This card is indicating true love despite differences, a serious romantic relationship. So this is really interesting, you all, because this card alone is addressing a couple of our callers today, talking about, do we want to get into that romantic relationship and what makes it different this time? So really interesting, like our Whimsical deck described, let's keep it simple. Let's get back to the heart of the matter. Let's get back to the essentials. And that's what this card is talking about. Our beautiful Angel Tarot card of the week, you all, could not be any more appropriate for what's going on. It's the Queen of Air. And again, looking at the questions that we had tonight, our Queen of Air is talking about independence, experience, being realistic, being witty, objective decision-making, clearing away all that no longer serves you, seeing the humor in a situation. So the book describes further our Queen of Air, which is also known as the Queen of Swords, and it explains, your clear decision-making abilities are needed right now. See through any hidden agendas. It's time to remove anything or anyone from your life whose presence no longer serves your greatest good. Still, try to see the underlying humor. Someone with incredible insight and perceptiveness with regard to situations and people. A person with a marvelous wit, keen mind, and a forthright personality who doesn't take life too seriously. A perfectionist, but not judgmental. An unmarried person, independent, experienced, candid, and realistic. This card can also mean the need to clear out the clutter, wisdom forged by real-life experiences, possibly stalled romance, and divorced individuals. So you all, this card is talking about independence, but also not taking yourself too seriously. Seeing the irony and the humor in a situation, being open to it, right? And so that's what this card is talking about. And it's talking about, like it's clearly saying, clearing out the clutter. What doesn't work for me? Who doesn't work for me anymore? What situation just doesn't resonate with me anymore? And that's what's coming through with this card. It's really talking about you getting to get back to that fierce, analytical, what you see is what you get perspective. And that's what's coming through. And what I'm getting even talking about this is that we have had a tendency to let everything else get in our way and judge and actually move aside our intuition and our gut feeling and our savvy. That word keeps coming up tonight. We're good at what we do. We're good at what we know. We got to get back to that. And that's what this card is reminding us of, to get back to that essential, trusting ourselves, knowing what we're doing is right despite what everything else might say is wrong, right? So we're going to look at our card of the month, which is the Queen of Wands. And if you follow us at New Age Guild, and if not, this is a good reason to, follow us and look at what we projected the month to look like. And at this point, the week is the Queen of Wands. This card, beautiful. It is talking about and asking us, what is our inner motivation? What attracts me? What am I attracted to? What works for me? This card is saying the same thing that our Queen of Air was saying. It's all about me. It's all about you. It gets to be all about you. What moves you? What gets you going? And more importantly, where can I be as I am? Is that not a beautiful question? Where can I be as I am? You are whole and complete just as you are. You are perfect just as you are. Now, where can you be just as you are, right? It's all about mastering the fire, the passion, the drive. We are what we are. How do we capitalize on that? How do we take advantage of that? How do we fuel our own fire, our own flame? How do we do that? Where's the confidence? How do we create something out of nothing? This card is asking us, reminding us that we get to be enthusiastic, that obstacles, as ironic as this sounds, obstacles are actually opportunities. And that's what this card is reminding us of, that we get to tap into our instincts. So we're seeing this clearly, you all, with our Queen of Air and our Queen of Wands. We're seeing the combination of our fierce determination, right, that comes through our minds, our mental energy, and then we're seeing the passionate fire that comes through our gut, that comes through who we are, the fiber of us, the creativity and a spark. All of this is in line, and it gets to resonate. These questions that you're asking, who, what, when, where, why, are exactly the questions that are lining up your mental energy and your physical spiritual energy. You guys are so on track with them, and I'm just excited to share that with you. It's coming through in the cards, but it's also coming through clearly in your questions and even the answers, as concise as I would like them to be in the short time frame that we had on the phone tonight. It couldn't be that way because there's more going on than what we can see. Just like we said at the beginning of the show, it's the tip of the iceberg. Your questions are the tip of the iceberg. Let's look at what's underneath, which is why I encourage you to take advantage of the 0116 promo code for 60% off your reading. But it's more than that. It's giving you and supplying the answer and the confirmation that you already know is there, that we just need to manifest and see more insight and understanding too. Moving ahead, and in closing, we're going to look at our beautiful postcard from Spirit. Before our calls, I want you to know I pull these cards with the intention to share on the show. They come together beautifully. And today's reads, "Dearest you, you have a unique purpose and destiny that only you can fulfill. But first, you need to know that destiny isn't a destination. You don't arrive at some special place where you poof, you're happy all the time. It's about establishing and firming up a commitment to a certain experience, whatever form that takes. Your soul knows what you need to experience. Your destiny is to be present to all life's adventures, to discover your talents and full potential through allowing inspiration to lead you, and to risk standing apart from the crowd to listen to your soul. You are special as much as you are also, paradoxically, one with the world, individual yet part of a great whole. Both truths have led you to this moment where we are saying that you are on the right track, even if your ego self doesn't see that. Listen to your soul. Check in with spirit. Keep going. Spirit loves you. Life loves you. We love you. I want to thank Lynn, Laura, Veronica, Shakira, and Kristen for calling in and making the 20th show what it was, what it is, what it will always be. My mission is to empower you with insight and understanding, to make sound judgment, and move ahead with confidence. It's yours to know. Until next time, when we speak, take care of yourself, take care of others. I love you, and we'll talk to you soon.